The Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement says it has fired over 3,000 rockets at dozens of Israeli towns during the 50-day war on the Gaza Strip. The resistance group says over 60 of these projectiles were fired by the Al-Quds brigades at the main Israeli cities, including Tel Aviv, Jerusalem Al-Quds, Dimona, and Netanya. It also said they have targeted Ashdod, Beersheba, Ashkelon, and Ofakim with over 660 Grad rockets. The group added that Israeli camps and soldiers have also been targeted with these projectiles. It said Al-Quds brigades attacked Israeli tanks along Gaza borders with nearly 900 mortar shells. An Israeli soldier has died of his wounds, bringing to 71 the number of Israeli military fatalities during Tel Aviv's 50-day war on the Gaza Strip. The corporal sustained injuries in a rocket attack launched by Palestinian fighters in Gan Yavne last week. He had been involved in Israel's ground operation against the besieged region. He was at a gas station when a rocket from Gaza hit the area.
Thousands of Palestinian Islamic Jihad members took to the streets of Gaza to celebrate the victory over Israel in the 50-day war. The rally started following the Friday prayers that were held in open areas due to the bombardment of dozens of mosques by the Israeli Air Force during Tel Aviv's so-called Operation Protective Edge. During the 7 weeks of non-stop bombardment, Israeli forces killed and injured thousands of Gaza civilians, among them hundreds of children and women. As they praised the Palestinian armed resistance against Israel, Palestinian Islamic Jihad leaders thanked the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah for their unwavering support to the Palestinian people. The resistance movement also said the Israeli army is weak and that Israel will be defeated again.
Israel was broken during this war, and the resistance fighters that you see standing around you are determined to fight against the Zionist enemy until the complete liberation of Palestine. We kept fighting until the last minute before the start of the truce, and we will continue to train and equip our forces until the next battle with the enemy.
The Islamic Jihad's popularity has been on the rise after its refusal to recognize Israel, its adherence to armed resistance, and its determination to liberate every inch of the historical land of Palestine. During the war, the Islamic Jihad's military wing, the Quds Brigades, fought fierce battles against Israeli soldiers and fired thousands of rockets, including long-range ones, toward Israel.
Zionist soldiers were running scared for their lives as we confronted them. They tried to enter deep into our territory, but it was not a cakewalk for them. Many Israeli soldiers were killed and injured.
Many here say the Palestinian Islamic Jihad has proven itself as a force to be reckoned with during Israel's so-called Operation Protective Edge. The movement, along with Hamas and other Palestinian factions, taught Israel a harsh lesson. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.